What's up, lady? It's Michelle Bishop, and I want to welcome you to the Be That Woman podcast. This podcast was created for the woman who knows there is more, wants more, and is desperately wanting to become more. For the woman who is ready to rid the pressure of having it all together, ready to conquer her beautiful, chaotic life, and ready to blaze her own unique trail by owning her past, channeling it as her superpower, and breaking through anything and everything that steps foot on her course to greatness. This podcast is for every woman who is ready to embrace that can't stop, won't stop, head held high, undeniable confidence. What is up, pretty lady? It is Michelle Bishop, and I want to welcome you back to the Be That Woman podcast after so long. I am so sorry. I just want to say I miss you. Life has been so crazy. It's been great. If you guys have been keeping up on IG, you would see we've been doing all the things lately. But there's all these different things that I want to talk about. Nothing really stuck out to me, you know, like saying like, you have to talk about this. But I think it's just because I've been so in the trenches right now that all of my brain power has been going towards business and just complete and utter focus. This is hands down the craziest time of the year, and we are cranking right now. But, you know, I wanted to come on here this morning and I just want to share something with you. I don't even think that this is going to be that long. But I did want to make a point of coming on here and talking to you, this morning, because you know what? I'm sitting here staring at this wall that I have in my office. And I'm looking at these pictures, and one on the left is Terica having her arm around me, and we're both squinting, and my arms are crossed. And it was at the Lifetime Retreat a year ago. And we're sitting there, and we're looking at John, and he was talking, and I look like I'm about to have like a little breakdown. My eyes are squinting. I have a little smirk on my face, and you can just see like complete and utter exhaustion. And I have that picture, and then I have a picture next to it of me at Bish Bash. I see Lauren, I see Kelly, Whitney, Michelle, and I'm running down the aisle, my first Bish Bash ever, and I'm smacking their hands, and I have this big grin on my face. And then the one right above it, I have Terica with me, and I'm, you know, smacking her hand, and I'm laughing at the audience, and she's just smiling, and she's got the first piece of merch that she launched for TLE on. And then the picture next to it is me standing there receiving a gift from one of our guest speakers at Bish Bash with a big elephant and a baby elephant. And there's a big slide of just this herd of elephants walking behind it. And, you know, then I look up and there's a picture of me with the Ladies Edge backdrop, and I'm holding something, and I just got this big smile in a cheetah outfit. And then right next to it, I've got a picture of Greg, John, and myself doing a Q&A at Bish Bash. And then next to that, I have a picture of me in my gym, or no, sorry, not me in my gym. Hello, me at Bish Bash once again, with my eye black on, my merch on, and I've got a dumbbell in my hand and I'm working out. And, you know, I've got all these little knickknacks next to it. And I just, you know, here I sit here and I look at the rocker poster to the right of it. You know, if you guys didn't know, we did a rocker video. But I look at all of this, and I look at how far we've come. And in the world that we're in today, you know, we live in highlight reels. Like, that's all that we live in. There's so few people that share the hard stuff, like the grit, the disbelief, the frustration, the hard, ugly conversations that they have with themselves on a daily basis. Like, you know, it's real. It's like the enemy's sitting on one shoulder and Jesus on the other. And you constantly have this little negative voice in your head, you know, questioning you, telling you can't do it, or you're never going to get there, or, you know, you're not good enough. And I look at these pictures, and I actually had a moment yesterday where I sat in the workout. It's today's workout, but I recorded it yesterday. And I sat in the workout and I got really emotional because I had this moment of gratitude. If you guys know where the Ladies Edge originated, it's going to go with this may end up turning longer than I thought it would. But it goes along the lines of what I want to talk about today of do, become, have. But when we first started the Ladies Edge, like if you guys didn't know this, so I have had multiple different business ventures in my life, and they've been very successful. At the age of 21, I built a high six-figure business. very high six-figure business, and I was very passionate about it, loved it, but then, you know, Jesus called me away from it. So, you know, we moved on to another business, and we did the work. You know, I worked hard, and that business grew into a multi-million-dollar business for us. And then, you know, we stepped into the Ladies Edge. I left that other business. I stopped working it because it was scary. Like, have you guys ever done something and you realize that you're no longer passionate about it, but it's something that it's like, it's what's winning the bread for your family, right? Like, it is what brings the money in, and you're thinking like, oh my gosh, like, I'm doing something where I'm going through the motions every day, or it's bringing so much unwanted stress, but it's also what's giving my family this life. I feel stuck. And I was in a season where, you know, we were making more money than we've ever made before, but I wasn't passionate. Like, I had a great team, but at the end of the day, like, there comes a point when you think, you know, like, is this really what I'm called to do? Like, or is this just a stepping stone? And I'll tell you, every single business venture that I've been on, every door that's opened, every time I've said yes, I've learned. I've made amazing mentors. I've made amazing friends. I've learned amazing things. It's been a lot of years of grooming and just setting me up for here. And do I think the Ladies Edge is the end all be all for me? No, I don't. That may come as a shock to a lot of people. I believe that the Ladies Edge is here to stay. I do. I think that there's a lot of growth here. I think that I know the possibility is endless. Our team's always talking about, you know, how we're going to grow and the next steps and, you know, like, eventually headquarters and like all of these really exciting things, but we just have to grow. But is this all Michelle Bishop's called to do? No, it's not. I see a lot for myself, and it scares me, but I think about like the 4.0 version of myself, and what do I want to do? What am I called to do? Do I just want to sit here and, you know, go? I will stay here, but there's more to me. I know it without a shadow of doubt. I know there's more to me. But I'm sitting here and, you know, I was reflecting, and yesterday I had this moment in TLE, where I talk to the camera. It's not often I just sit down after a workout and I just pour, but basically, you know, where I went with it was when I started the Ladies Edge, I was scared to death. Like, I was scared to death because that meant in order to build one thing, you have to give it your focus, which means other things tend to sacrifice. You sacrifice other things. And unfortunately, it was one of those big businesses that was being, you know, it was very good to our family. And, but I knew that this is where I belonged. And despite me not wanting to get back into the industry, you know, there's a lot of backstory on that. The fitness industry is mean. It is brutal. If it's not obvious, you know, if you guys haven't really like looked into my podcast, there's a lot of hate and there's a lot of mean girls, like a lot of really, really, really mean people. And I have dealt with hate at its fullest. You know I have haters listening to this too. But you know what? What is the quote? It says, people won't be able to stand you because their demons can't stand your spirit. And I truly believe with my whole heart that the more you push forward towards what you want to do, like, listen to me right now. And the craziest thing is that I will say this when I know that I have people just lurking, listening to everything that I say, and they will hear this and it is what it is. But you, me, we are a direct reflection of what other people will never have because of who they decide to be, what they're willing to do, or for lack of better terms, what they're not willing to do. And all around, you just are a direct reflection of what others will never have or be because you are you, because you're willing to do the work that others are not willing to do. You're willing to stand on the forefront. You're willing to go through hard things. You're willing to fail. You're willing to put yourself out there as a giant target and put your whole life out there and be vulnerable and real in the hopes of attracting, motivating, inspiring, leading, touching people. And just know that the further you go, or as one of my best business mentors said, is Michelle, the higher you go, the more scrutiny comes. The higher you climb, the more people that can aim and shoot at you. And so I know without a shadow of a doubt that I have been prepared for this moment. And the most beautiful thing is when I step back in this industry, you know, knowing that the fitness industry is mean, like the coaches that are in it, the pride, so many of these men are just like, they're like angry. They're like mean. It's like their way or the highway, or it's just gross. I mean, it's just pride. You know, pride is not from Jesus. the enemy, like I've said this before and I say it again, I believe it with my whole heart, the enemy has got his hand in the fitness industry and he's got a hold of it. Like it is a really, really, really dark place. But guess what? We don't have a darkness issue. We have a light issue and there's not enough people who are willing to go out and shine their light because guess what? It hurts and it can be ugly. And so that is why I did not want to step back into the industry because I don't ever want to say I was being a coward, but I was tired. I didn't want to fight through it again. My life was finally peaceful. I was finally content and I was at a good place. Like I wasn't on the forefronts anymore. I wasn't a target anymore. I wasn't opening myself up to scrutiny and criticism and, you know, people turning on me for no reason and just slander and talking about me. I wasn't opening myself to that. But then I realized that I'm called to be on the forefront. I'm called to be on the forefront. God has given me armor, right? Ephesians. He's given me the armor. He's given me the shield of faith. He's given me the sword of the spirit. Is that right? He's given me the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the boots of peace. Did I get those right? I don't have it right in front of me. But he's given me this. He's gifted me. He's equipped me with armor to stand in the forefront and to know who I am. I am a child of Jesus. And with him, I'm ready to fight. And here's the crazy part. So as I was sitting in my gym and I was reflecting yesterday, I said that John encouraged me to do this and I was scared to death because I didn't want to open my life back up to just the, ugh, like I wanted, you know, live in my little bubble and do my little things and be with my family. And there's nothing wrong with that because I was totally happy. But then there was a side of me that was this constant itching, this constant, what if, this constant, I know that this is where I'm supposed to be. And the truth is I spoke, some of you are here because you were at this event, but I spoke at a woman's event. She is incredible. And I spoke at her event and her and I go way back. And when I was watching her on stage, this is when I was in Bish Bodies 3. Sorry, hang on. I'm sick. And I've got like all this congestion. Sorry, I did not want to do that in a microphone. But I was watching her on stage and I was on Bish Bodies 3. And I think at that point we had like maybe 400 people in Bish Bodies. And I was watching her on stage and she's jumping up and down and she has this crowd moving and these women screaming and these tears flowing. And I went back to my room that night. And at this point, we had not had too much saved. Like we had made a big move. We made a down payment on our house. And there was this coaching program that I wanted to be a part of. Like this is me putting it all out there right now. It was like 50 grand to be in it for a year to be coached. And I wanted in. I wanted to be coached. And at this point, like I said, like we were in the transition of we just had a baby. We, this other company, like I was, you know, slowly coming out of it. I was putting my time into Bish Bodies and we were in a hard season. Like we were like, okay, like we haven't put too much back. We're in the season of just down payments. And I called John and I am sobbing on the phone. I'm like literally sobbing on the phone and I am losing and I'm breaking down. And I said, baby, like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, I know with every ounce of my heart, like this is what I'm supposed to do. And I said, I need to be a part of this coaching program. He said, how much is it? And I said, it's 50 grand to be in it. I said, but I know that this is what's going to skyrocket my business. Like I have to do it. Long story short, I didn't get in because the waiting list was like 2 years out or whatever. But John said, you know, that's going to basically like drain our savings right now. He goes, but if that's what you want to do, I believe in you. And we can invest the money into it if that's what you want to do. And at that moment, I just said, I love you. Like, thank you for supporting me. And I was ready to go. Like I was ready to put my family's life on the line, like their future on the line for me. Like, you know, and whatever, like, I'm not going to get into the money thing, but, yeah, so that was, you know, I had that conviction at that moment. I was willing to put it all on the line to go, to make this work. Well, long story short, you know, we decided to launch the Ladies Edge December 17th. I had this moment where I was like, okay, like it's here for the long haul. I'm ready to buckle down and do this thing. And at that point, we were doing it at my dad's. And if you guys, you know, have heard that story, we were living with him for 8 months while our house was, we were building a house as well as we actually went under contract with another house. It was just a crazy season. And so we were living with him for 8 months. Our house kept getting pushed way back and it was a frustrating season. And so we're in the basement pulling out all the drywall. I'm a new mom, and we have all this black mold in my dad's basement. And that is where my studio was created. For 8 months, I trained there. Even part of TLE, like the first couple months of TLE was in my dad's basement. I bought like a wood foam floor. We painted the walls. It had old wallpaper on it, but we painted it. You could even see the wallpaper through it. Like you could see the grain in the wallpaper through the white, but it's okay. Like we got the job done. I bought these janky lights. I didn't use a camera. I used my cell phone. And on one side of his office was me. On the other side was my dad's office that had not been touched in years. I mean, it was spider webs. It was just piles of stuff. And that's where I was. You know, I was in a basement that had black mold all through it, wallpapered walls, but you know what? We got it done. And when God can trust you with little, he can trust you with a lot. And I was faithful to him in that time. That's for sure. Like I say that with all my heart, like I was faithful to him. And I stepped out and I did what he did. And I opened myself up and I put myself back out there and I stepped on the front line, even if, you know, my perfectionist little heart, even if I didn't have a perfect studio or anything like that, God called me for a time as that. And I, you know, first started working out my dad's garage with oil stains on the floor to the front yard and then to the basement. And I thought, Lord, like, if this is what you have for me right now, I will accept it. Like, I know that ultimately you bring the people. And so if this is where I am in this season, like, I'm trusting you and I'm going to do this because I know I have a message that can help others. And so I did it. And the craziest thing is, as I was saying, like, you know, the house thing, I kind of got that backwards. So, you know, we were getting really frustrated with the whole house situation. And our house was getting dragged out and getting dragged out. And we're like, we can't be here any longer. Like, we have a baby. Like, we're stuck in this little bedroom. And, you know, and upstairs, like, my whole life was in a bedroom. Like, that's how I was living my life for 8 months of, you know, us having our first kid. Like, my nursery in Texas that I had built with the beautiful wood walls and all these things, like, I gave all of that up to be in Ohio, and that's fine. But I'm like, I am ready to have my home again. Like, I'm ready to have a house. And so John and I decided to go look for another house. And one day, our first day out, we drive by this home right here and had the for sale sign leaning up against the house. And so we decided to call. I was in love with the southern charm of it. It's beautiful. It's so cute. It's quaint. And so we made the call and we got scheduled to come in. And when we walked through the house, we walked into the basement and I walked into my gym. And at that point, it was a dance studio for his two daughters. But I walked in and I literally felt like right away, Jesus was like, this is the room that I've prepared for you. And at that moment, right then and there, I told John, like, I don't care what we have to do. This is our home. Like, this room is mine. Like, I know that this is the room that Jesus has for me. And so we went forward with it. We did what we had to do. We ended up, you know, getting rid of the other house. If you guys ever saw that Instagram live, that was pretty funny. That was a process. But this is my home now. And I sit here and as I was reflecting on these pictures of me and Terica, you know, exhausted and me about to have a breakdown at the retreat, and then me running through Bish Bash, smacking girls' hands. And then, you know, the moment where we launched, you know, the first piece of merch that Terica designed, and I brought her on full time to the Ladies Edge team. And, you know, these moments that were once a dream becoming a reality. And for somebody of such a high caliber to stand on stage as a guest speaker and to look at me and hand me a gift of an elephant and a baby elephant and tell me that I'm breaking chains and sitting on stage with my business partners and smiling, knowing that we've made it this far and that we've put on our first big event, and just the future. Like, I look at these pictures and I think, like, God love you. Like, I like to speak to Michelle in those pictures because I think if only you knew, like, the persistence and the doing and the opening your heart and the being afraid to fail and putting yourself out there no matter what and the countless failures that you've had along this journey and, you know, people questioning you and then you tears and explaining yourself, like, and here I am talking to you this morning on my own podcast, and I'm sitting in a gym in this cute pink chair with a cheetah wall behind me and a neon sign and my painted walls and my cool Ladies Edge lighting. And I now have a professional camera and stand, and I have a mic and I have professional studio lighting, and I have all of these things. And I'm in this season of, I'm not where I want to be. I'm ready to have an office. Like, I'm ready to have a headquarters. Like, I'm, you know, speaking this into reality. Like, I'm ready. My team deserves it. I'm ready for it. Like, I want girls to come in. I want to, you know, have trainers and these gyms. There's so many things that I want to do. My vision doesn't stop here. Like, this is not where the Ladies Edge stops at all. But we're in this continuous season of doing. And for any of you guys who have ever wondered, like, you know, where is Michelle's head in this season? Or, you know, just wondering, basically, yeah, where is my head? It's right here. And the countless grinding that we're doing is with the hopes and the dream of giving Terica's family more. Giving Terica, you know, the leadership role that she deserves. Giving, you know, Chris's family more. Bringing on more team. Delegating more. Being able to do more for our team. And being able to do more for you, for our people, for anybody and everybody. I mean, I think of every hire, what we've been able to do. You know, it used to be me. Just me designing and fulfilling everything. 300 shirts. My days were tied up. And then Terica came on and we were doing it. And then Chris came on and, you know, and we have teammates and we just made another hire, which you guys will get to meet soon. But it's constantly delegating and moving in different roles. So I'm not trying to, you know, bore you guys with all of that. But the point behind this, and I should have probably stated this in the very beginning, but people wonder, how have you gotten here? Like, Michelle has built this business. You know, she has all these events and she's got, you know, all these ladies and, you know, these ladies, you know, have the same exact vibe as her. Like, it's her tribe and they see all these things. And my word to you is you have to do, then become, then have. And it's not the other way around. You don't just get to have it. You don't just get to move into the gym with a cool neon light and the professional lighting. That's definitely not the way that it goes. But you do the thing and you're obedient. And whatever it is that God's calling on your life. I have a friend right now who's thinking about going into a suit business and, you know, partnering with her husband. And she's scary, but that, you know, the potential is unlimited and it's exciting. And, you know, I think about where she could go and the things that she could do and, you know, the life that she could live. But first you have to do. And the doing is the scariest part. It's the hardest part. In TLE, we say, you know, you have to burn your meal plan. All these girls want a life of freedom. They want their bodies to finally be in agreement with them. They finally want to be walking in freedom from food and they want to be able to eat the things, only eat one and not binge on everything. And I say, yeah, you can have that, but you have to do it first. And the doing process is not pretty. The doing process can be lonely. It can be hard. It can be a lot of failure. It can be frustration, but you have to do, and you have to do it a lot. And for me, it's been doing it and building something and having it and realizing that I was made for something else. I was made for more. And then doing it again and doing it well and putting my whole heart into it and working at it with, you know, all that I've got and realizing there's more. Doing it again, becoming, and then having. And so I've never gotten out of a state of doing. I'm always doing. But in this moment, there's also, you know, November 1st, I'm in a season of having as well. And I'm having this this success, you could say, because of the seasons of the doing. And for me, it's so funny because people always see, like, you know, success and they think that this is the end all be all, you know, they've made it. And I will say this, I don't think that it's bad at all to be content. A lot of people are like, you can't be content. You should never be content. And I'm like, no. God, Jesus tells us to be content. Like, he says, be content with what you have. But there's a difference between being content and being complacent. It's great to be content. It's great to be in a season where you're thankful for everything that you have and smell the roses. But there's also a season when you think, like, okay, like, I'm ready to go again and not be complacent with where you are. And so this is the season that I am in. It is a season of doing, becoming, and having always. But if you're in a season right now, whether it's your weight loss journey, whether it's, you know, you starting a business, whether it's you, you know, your marriage, you trying to have this great marriage, but first you're in a doing stage. Maybe you're seeking counselors. Maybe you're doing this work. Maybe you're trying to work on communication. And then you're becoming that wife, you know, he's becoming that hubby. This applies to everything, but don't just think because, you know, you can snap your fingers and just have it. Like, there are years every single day being intentional of waking up and doing the thing, becoming, and then you can have. So that's my biggest thing for you guys today. I'm just in a complete season of gratitude, of gratefulness that I made it this far. And I hope someday I can look back on these podcasts and think, you know, this is when, these were days, Michelle, when you were frustrated. These were days when you were itching for the next breakthrough, the next thing. Like, you were ready, not for the next thing. Like, I'm ready. I'm still, like, my focus is totally TLE. I know I said that there's more, but not in this season. Like, I'm still going. But I'm like, okay, like, we're running ragged over here. Like, I'm ready to keep going. Like, I'm ready. And so in this season, I just want you to know, as I'm reflecting on my pictures, there is a woman who you guys see in all these Instagram pics or these videos, or you're listening to my podcast. And there are seasons when I have doubt as well. And there are seasons when I get down on myself. And there's seasons when I wonder if this is all for me. Or there are seasons when I'm wondering if, you know, my best time has gone. And that's not the case. Like, I'm right now, today, in this moment, with our business, with everything, like, I am thriving more than I ever have. Our business is thriving more than it ever has. And it's exciting. But don't you think for a second that I wake up every day motivated, feeling on top of the world. The enemy knows the greatness that lies ahead because of the one that I serve. And he is on my heels always. And he is always trying to tell me who he wants me to think of that I am. And so my last little nugget for you is, the one who can identify the fruits first wins. And so when you're in these moments of frustration, anger, doubt, all these moments when you're just frustrated, you have to ask yourself as quick as you can, before you get caught up and swooped up into the negativity or this pity party, you have to say, okay, that's a fruit. Like, frustration is a fruit. Being mad at myself, being very incontent, being complacent, all these things, living below the line, that's all fruits. What is the root? Who is the root of that? And the root's the enemy. And the quicker that you can realize that I am being a victim of these things, and you can identify where it's coming from, then you can walk in truth and know that those things are a lie, that those things are not true, that you need to stop doubting yourself, that this is not the end all be all for you, that you were created for more, you can do more. You, at the end of the day, here's the most beautiful thing. Here at the day, yes, Jesus Christ is in control, but you've been given a shovel. You've been given a gift of free will. Free will is your shovel. It's time, if you believe that there's more out there for you, it's time you freaking dig. It's time you put your shovel to your soil and you dig and you work hard and you sweat and you get sore and you do it again day after day after day, and you're thankful, but you do it because you know that you serve a God who loves you, believes in you, and knows that there is more that you can offer this word because you are his, period. End of story. So identify with the truths. You are strong. You are capable. There is more for you. You can do this. You can get through whatever you want to get through, but you have to be able to dodge the lies fast before getting caught in them. So when I wake up in the morning, before I, you know, open my phone or anything like that, I identify, like, if I'm having a bad morning and I'm doubt, I'm like, devil, go back to hell. Like, I'm claiming victory over my day, period. I am not allowing you to take room in my head, period. Last thing, there was a time when I was in the shower one time when I was in Houston, and I was in a season of building my other business, and I was in a character building season for sure. I was struggling. I was going through a really hard time, and I was down on myself, and I was having a pity party. And have you guys seen The War Room, where she walks around the house and she starts claiming victory over her home and telling Jesus to go to hell where he belongs, and she literally opens a door and casts him out of her house? I had a moment like that, and you would literally think that I was nuts, but it was a moment where I was so fed up that I stood in my shower. I screamed at the top of my lungs. John was not home. He would have thought I was crazy. And you know what? I would have done it if he was home. It was a moment that was literally, I didn't have control of myself. Like, I lost it. I screamed out of my top of my lungs, and I said, devil, you do not have room here. This is my house. In Jesus' name, I claim victory. Go back to hell where you belong. And I just kept shouting it. Go back to hell where you belong. You do not belong here. Oh, I was fed up. I was so done with the negativity. I had tears coming down my eyes. I was claiming victory. I was rejoicing in Jesus. I was telling the enemy to go back to hell. I got out of that shower, and I swear my chest stood up 10 feet more tall. I was like, oh my gosh, my chest was back, my head was high, and it was like I was a whole new person coming out of that shower. But it was just a moment where I had to remind myself of who I am, and I am Michelle freaking bishop. I am the daughter of the mighty king, and nothing can stand in my way because my feet are on the rock. So that's what I have for you guys today. This turned out to be a lot longer than I thought it would be. I hope I wasn't too personal in the beginning, but I think it's really important for you to always, you know, hear my story as well, because I speak from a lot of experience of going through some really hard stages, dealing with people, dealing with heartache, dealing with hate, dealing with frustration, and overall, just having to call a new level of myself. Like, every new level of business requires a new level of you. And I think the toughest part with business is it has two ends on it. One end is being with the people and providing a product and a great service. And the one thing that I've always provided has been mentorship. Like, when I was a coach, when I did MLM, you know, and then TLA today, is I'm a coach. So on the front end, you know, I have to always be my happy-go-lucky self. And you guys, you know, thankfully you take me on the good days and bad days. But then on the other end, there's a business side, and I've got to be business smart. And it's hard. It's making decisions and knowing business and, you know, always thinking about the longevity of the business and where the business is going, calling shots and next moves. And so it's a lot. And so I just want to come to you today and say, you know, maybe you're not a business person and maybe you can't relate too much to this whole thing, but if you are somebody in my shoes and you're trying to move the ball in your career, or you're trying to, you know, take these next steps, I just pray that you say, okay, like, I am in a season of doing, and I need to do a lot more, and I need to be very consistent and be completely and utterly obsessed with my passion and career, and obviously never put Jesus on the back burner. But I need to, you know, I know some things are going to sacrifice, and sometimes that's socialized, sometimes those things, but you know, that's a whole other topic for another day. But I just pray today that this has given you some wind under your wings to know that I have been there right beside you. I have struggled right along with you. And I still, to this day, I always have days when I just get up and I have to remind myself that I am a target. And when I have him coming after me hard, I know that I am doing something right. So instead of getting defeated by it, I stay encouraged by it. And I say, devil, you do not have room here. I know exactly what I'm doing. You can't touch me, period. And then to end with this, I am so grateful to be back here with all of you guys. I am thankful to have my mark in the fitness world. I am thankful to say I have a place to call home. And the only reason that I can do it is because I have Jesus, and I know the truth, and I know who I am. And everybody out there, you guys, everybody wants to write your story for you. They want to tell you their opinions of you. They want to tell you, you know, what they think of you or how you should live your life. And I just want to say I'm so grateful that I know who I am and who I belong to and who only I allow to write my story. And that's up to me and Jesus, period. That's it. So I pray that you have an amazing day today. I hope you feel loved and encouraged. I'm sorry that this has been so long. I hope to, you know, try to stay on, you know, at least doing this once a week for you guys. Fridays are my day, my personal day. But I just appreciate you. Have an amazing day. I love you big time. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my latest episode from the Be That Woman podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, tell a friend, share the message. I hope and I pray that you walk away feeling encouraged today. Have a good one, and we'll talk soon. Bye.